Thank you, Mr. Chair. As mentioned in our working paper dating October 2017, the Netherlands believes that establishment of working definitions is needed to reduce the confusion through difference in interpretation. And in that document, in that working document, the Netherlands also provided a working definition for autonomous weapon systems, and I will repeat it. It's a weapon that, without human intervention, selects and engages targets matching certain predefined criteria, following a human decision to deploy the weapon on the understanding that an attack once launched cannot be stopped by human intervention. The Netherlands would like to stress, however, that neither these working definitions or characterization discussions as we're having it now should prejudice the outcome of the discussion or the extent of the future discussions. In that respect, we also welcome the further discussion on characterization of laws. We do not believe, however, that a detailed characterization or definition of laws based on technological characteristics would help our discussion, as technological development progresses quickly and will be difficult to have fruitful discussions on that level of technical details. Instead, in our opinion, the core theme of the debate is that all weapons, including autonomous weapons, should remain under meaningful human control. And therefore, it would be better to focus our deliberations on how systems that can select and engage targets autonomously remain under human control. In our view, we should discuss what elements are relevant to maintain that meaningful human control within the full targeting process. I think we will further discuss this on Wednesday in more detail when we talk about human-machine interaction. Thank you, Mr. Chair.